Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. A new chapter has opened on the pension reform. The bill that will try to have the text repealed is currently being examined by the National Assembly's Social Affairs Committee. The proposal submitted by the group Lyot would then be debated in the Assembly on June 8th. Also in the news, La Redoute, Cdiscount, and even Amazon are in the sights of UFC Que Choisir. The Consumer Association is filing a complaint against 8 e-commerce sites for misleading promotions. More than 9 out of 10 crossed-out prices are not based on real price reductions, but rather on so-called comparison prices with their competitors, which is a misleading practice according to UFC Que Choisir. A man was shot dead last night in Marseille in the district of La Paternelle. The victim, around 30 years old, is known for events related to narcotics. 22 people have died since the start of the year in the city of Marseille against a backdrop of drug trafficking. And the municipal council was tense last night in Saint-Étienne. The police used tear gas to evacuate demonstrators who were calling for the resignation of Gaël Perdriau, the city mayor indicted for sex tape blackmail of a former deputy. Will the United States avoid payment default? The elected members of the House of Representatives must vote today on an agreement with a view to raising the debt limit, but negotiations are heated between Democrats and Republicans. If no agreement is reached, the U.S. Treasury could be in default from June 5th. A word of tennis, with today the second round on clay at Roland Garros. 6 French players are on the courts, including Caroline Garcia, Lucas Pouille, and Lucas Van Asch. And then soccer to finish, Didier Deschamps will announce at 2 p.m. the list of Les Bleus who will play the next 2 qualifying matches for the Euro. The French team will play against Gibraltar on June 16th and Greece on June 19th. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.